Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, part two of my interview with Matthias Lupri. We're also going to hear some music from Nina Freelon from her album Tales of Wonder. Here is Another Star. That was music from vocalist Nina Freelon with Another Star. Well, here is part two of my interview with Matthias Lupri. A few months ago, I had a chance to talk with him about various subjects, and this is the conclusion of that interview. Talk a little about teaching. Do you hold many clinics, or do you teach in schools or universities? I know you're pretty busy with the Berklee School of Music.
Yeah, the whole teaching thing, a lot of musicians end up having to do that because of the economics of the whole business. I work at Berklee, help manage the percussion department, so I do more managing than I do teaching there. Occasionally I do teach a few students, but when I tour, I'm always usually doing some clinics along the way, so that helps supplement tours when you have a day off or a couple holes. You can, you know, do some clinics along the way, and it's great, you know, to see some other students and what they're doing, and you know, you can talk about what you're doing, and you know, you usually do it with my group with me, and we play a few tunes and talk about what we're doing to the students. The students ask some questions, and then you sort of get, you know, this whole new perspective of when people talk to you about your music, as you know, you play it to them and they talk right back to you about what they thought about it and, you know, certain concepts. So it, you know, it opens up your eyes to how people react to your music and what they think about it, and so, you know, it's a very cool thing.
When you're touring, do you tend to stick with the same group of musicians, or do you change musicians frequently?
Yeah, touring is always a funny thing with the players, because like I just said, it's sort of like people have different schedules all the time, and the whole jazz business is not as strong as it used to be, so there's not as many gigs, so everybody's struggling a bit more now, and you know, taking other gigs with other groups. So, you know, you could be working on a tour for, you know, for six months from now, and people say they can do it, and then, you know, it ends up that maybe they land another tour with another group, and which, you know, is three times longer and pays more or something, and everybody's economically, you know, has to really pay the bills. So it's a hard struggle to pull it all together and try to tour with the same group of guys. But, you know, the more touring that you do, the more comfortable you feel with the band, and the more comfortable it is to pass on other projects and say, yeah, I'm going to stick with this group. And you know, it's just, you know, how far can you book ahead? If you can book far ahead, your tours far enough ahead, you can usually have a pretty good, solid, steady band all the time. But then again, it depends on the players. You know, if you have really, really well-known players on every instrument, then they're really, you know, hard to get quite often. But yeah, you know, it's fun to not always have the same players, and every tour has a different lineup. It brings, you know, an element of excitement to the table every time, just having that new sound, that new person, new thought process behind their instrument and how they perceive your tunes.
Have you ever thought of making a recording that included just vibes, like maybe with Gary Burton and Bobby Hutcherson, and maybe throw in a few others for good measure?
An all vibes recording, I don't know. Never thought about that. You know, I sort of see my music as a mixture of the vibes with other instruments besides mallet instruments. So I've never really thought about doing something like that, but yeah, I mean, that could be sort of interesting. But for me, again, it's the element of writing my own music and finding the right players to record it with, to, you know, to convey what I'm trying to say artistically. So to do something like that with all vibe players or mal players probably wouldn't be up my alley in terms of really what I want to do artistically, but, you know, could be a fun side project.
What's left for you to do musically?
Anything left to do musically? Yeah. Yeah, there's so much. There's so much you can't even talk about it. Musical journeys, settings. You know, as you write music and you tour, you meet new players, and it sort of opens up new possibilities to you that maybe you didn't think of before. There's a lot of players I'd love to play with. There's a lot of unwritten music I want to write. It's just a matter of time and timing to make it all happen. So, you know, you kind of just live your life and practice and record and tour, and it sort of takes you where it goes, and you hope for the best, and hopefully you can accomplish all your goals. You know, you try to keep a dream in front of you that you want it, what you want to do, and you chase that dream and fulfill it as much as possible and move on to the next dream. So in terms of specifics, like, you know, I want to, you know, record my, what I'm going to do next is record my touring band. We're going to, you know, this time I want to try to record a band that I'm touring with quite a bit, and we're going to record with Kung Vu, the trumpet player, plays in Pat Metheny's group right now, a very kind of avant-garde-ish trumpet player who uses, you know, these great effects with his trumpet, playing electronics with his trumpet. And, you know, so this next CD is going to be a lot of a bit more electronic music, put my vibes to the electronics, and just exploring the new sonic abilities of electronics a bit, mixed with acoustic instruments and, you know, this group of musicians. And you know, they're not well-known players, but, you know, they're players that we have a good communication between us, and we have a good time on the road touring. So we're going to record this group and see what happens, and, you know, be another experience for us.
How did your album Windows Up, Windows Down come about? Did it take very long to record?
Yeah, the Window Up, Window Down album, that was my first debut CD as a leader, and had my own tunes, all my own compositions. It was sort of like the band I was working with at the time. I recorded in 1994, was it?
Yes, it was.
I'd gone to Berkeley. It was just, you know, finishing up Berkeley. And these were the players I was playing with a lot around town. We were doing a lot of gigs around town. And this was the music that reflected my life at that time. And, you know, it was recorded pretty quickly. We just went to a studio one day and recorded it direct to DAT. And there it is, you know, no overdubs. Hardly any, it wasn't even really any mixing because it was direct to DAT. So what you hear is what we did. And that's just what it is. And that's the beauty of jazz. You know, that's that afternoon, one day in that year, but playing those tunes. And I mean, the whole album, again, was based on looking out my window in my apartment and writing about life, and as I see it from the window there, from the piano, filtering through my, you know, my thought process. And but the tunes are sort of based on this whole message, you know, that's a personal message to me and my view on life too. And it's kind of a cryptic message, but if you take all the tune titles and read them down, as with a few other words added in, it sort of creates this sort of poetic poem or something. I don't know what you want to call it, but it basically goes, children free fall through abstractional pictures while the fruit lady just says anything and names introspectives as symmetrical jive. You know, but that has a certain, I guess, cryptic meaning to it if you listen to the words. And what does that mean to you? I mean, it has a certain meaning to me, and you know, it's just about life and the things that go on, and what you see, you know, as I saw, look out my window. And you know, that's the beauty of music. I'm not going to tell you exactly what it all means, but to me, but you know, it means something different to everybody. And that's the beauty of music, when you listen to lyrics of songs and instrumental music like we're playing, you know, you can listen to it and it's going to create certain images in your head, and the titles, it's going to, you know, it's all going to accumulate to some kind of emotional context for yourself within your own life. And that's the beauty of art. Mm-hmm.
That was music from Matthias Lupri from his album Window Up, Window Down, and we heard Free Fall. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1. And we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm. How is work these days for you, Matthias? Do you find it hard getting gigs?
Yeah, in terms of the work, I mean, I'm a busy guy. I find myself being way too busy all the time. But, you know, it's not always being busy the way I want to be busy. So that's the issue, I guess. You know, there's not as much work as there used to be. That's a definite thing. I mean, back in the 60s, there was a lot of work for jazz musicians in the 50s. And I mean, all the clubs now, or a lot of the clubs are just drying up. And you know, there's just not as much jazz. It's just not as popular. So there's not as many clubs, so there's not as much work. And there's only so many festivals, and the festivals can only have so many people. And, you know, it's a crazy business. So, I mean, I'm trying to work more and more and try to get as, you know, the best gigs I can get. But I find myself, you know, I've definitely said to myself a number of years ago, I'm going to stop doing certain types of gigs just to make money. I, at this point, am only doing gigs for my own group now, playing my original music that I feel artistically compelled to do. Otherwise, I don't find myself... I mean, I used to do a lot of restaurant gigs, you know, a lot of gigs as background music, and they can be artistically great, but I found myself, you know, I have a job at Berklee too, so I decided I'd rather just really just promote myself as a full-fledged jazz musician, playing my own music the way I want to play it, and to a listening audience, and... you know, make my money that way, but, you know, also work at Berklee and help that. But I'd rather be a full-time player out there all the time, making my living and just recording music and living off record sales. But that's a hard thing to do. It really is. But, you know, that's a dream. I'll see what happens. Still keep working at it.
Do you prefer performing or writing material?
Yeah, when you write your own material, it's a funny process. It you can write, well, I guess it changes from person to person, but for me, my own personal experience, I write a lot from piano. I also write from my vibes. And sometimes you write from a rhythmic standpoint, maybe because I was a drummer too, I think that way at first, but everything comes a certain way at a certain time. And
does it take you long to write material, or does it come to you quickly?
Some things, you know, you can write a tune in 5 minutes. Other times you're working on a tune for months, and you know, you have a sort of an idea or concept, and it just comes to you, bang, and there it is, it's done, and you write the whole tune and it works out. Other times you might get a fragment of a concept or something that spurs on a really, you know, feeling inside of you, and you have to let that feeling develop within you and your life as you know, as you live your life. And, you know, you're practicing every day, too. You try to keep up the practice routine and the writing routine. You know, try to do a daily basis. And, you know, over a month or so, you can see, you can nurture and develop this little thing that you've discovered. And you know it's something personal and deep, and you want to take it somewhere. And eventually, you know, it sort of blossoms into this tune. And there it is. There's your new piece. And, you know, it can be sometimes it's a real struggle, and other times it's just so quick. But on the same token, I'd like to point out, you know, it's like, I can't remember who said that, but you can try hard at something or you can try easy at something. And that's something to really think about, for everybody in general as human beings. If you try easy, you know, you try something hard or try something easy, try easy. You know, you're trying to do something, but instead of trying really hard at it, just, you know, relax, take a breath, and try easy. And that was, you know, think about that for a while. It's a funny thought, but if you take that mentality, life can go a lot smoother.
Matthias, I'd like to thank you for dropping by today and spending some time with us.
Yeah, hey, Randy, thanks a lot for having me here. I appreciate you doing this and take the time out to do the whole interview. Take care.
Well, there you have it, Matthias Lupri and my conversation with him a few months ago. Very interesting character and a very keen perspective on what's going on out there and what he wants to do with his life in relation to music. We just heard a track from his album Same Time Twice, and it was actually a beautiful solo composition of his. And it was entitled Wish Song Prelude. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And we're going to continue with some more music. Here's a piece that we haven't heard in quite a while. It's one of the better known compositions from sax player Wayne Shorter. It's entitled Nefertiti. And we're going to listen to a version of this particular number from drummer John Bishop. And John has along with him Jeff Johnson on bass, John Stahl on guitar. John Stahl, based out of the West Coast, up around the Oregon, Washington area, has been on the scene for a number of years. And we also have on sax Rick Mandick. Now, this is from John's excellent album released in 2001. It's entitled Scenes, and it's released on the Origin label. You might want to pick it up if you have a chance. It's a great recording. So let's give a listen to Wayne Shorter's Nefertiti. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hull area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial.
I can offer is love, love, love too. Still, I know. sure you wonder why this love of mine seems to do or die, as if I live in the clouds and you live in the sea. Now you can bet your bottom dollar that I love you. And for a basic fact like that, you need no clue.
Silky smooth vocal stylings of Rebecca Paris with Gary Burton, and that's taken from their album It's Another Day, released on the GRP label, and we heard Good Enough. Before that, we heard Nefertiti. Some people would pronounce it Nefertiti, and that was from John Bishop, a drummer out of the West Coast, and that was taken from his album Scenes. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to listen now to some music from Mark Buscelli and Brent Wallerab and the orchestra. Get into some orchestral stuff here. And this is from their album, Happenstance. Let's listen to their version of Jovian Comets.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it was nice to get a chance to hear some music from Don Byas, and that was taken from a recording made in Copenhagen, January of 1963, and we heard his version of Walkin'. And just before that, a great orchestra, very interesting arrangement there from the Buseli Wallerup Jazz Orchestra, and we heard Jovian Comets. Now, just to give you a little insight on this band, Mark Buseli was on trumpet and flugelhorn, and Brent Wallerab on trombone, and we also had the rest of the orchestra playing along as well. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to listen now to a little music from Charles Mingus, a piece written by Mingus and performed by a group from Scotland, John Burgess and Liam Noble. This is taken from their album, What It Means to Remember. And this is a composition that's always been one of my favorites of Mingus's. It's entitled So Long, Eric. It's a moving tribute to the late sax player Eric Dolphy. Thank you. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM, coming to you live from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1 on your FM dial. Thank you. Well, that was a swinging number there from Jane Barnett and the Cuban Piano Masters. And we heard Dialogues, or Dialogos, if you want to get technical about it. Jose Maria Vitier wrote that number. And just before that, Liam Noble with John Burgess with So Long, Eric. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. And here's some music now from the Bill Cunliffe Sextet. New album called How My Heart Sings. And we're going to listen to a composition called Return to Love. Thank you. Finest in community radio, this is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial.
It's hard to learn how tears can burn one's heart, but that's the thing that I found out. Too late, I guess, I'm in a mess. My faith has gone, why lead me on this way? I thought there'd be no price on love, now I have to pay. If I could perform a miracle, I'd revive your thoughts of me. Yet I know that it's hopeless, and you could never really care, and that's why it's fair. I'll go along hoping someday you'll learn the flame in my heart, dear, forever will burn. But that's the thing that I found out. Too late, I guess, 'cause I'm in a mess. So bebop, bebop, shabebop, bo-bo-bo-do-bo, shoo-bo-bo-wee-o-bow. Sa-do-be-bo-bo-wee-bow-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-bo-b
Thank you.
guess, 'cause I'm in a mess. My faith has gone, why lead me on this way? I thought there'd be no price on love, now I have to pay. If I could perform a miracle, I'd revive your thoughts of me. Yet I know that it's hopeless, but you could never really care, that's why I despair. I'll go along hoping someday you'll learn the flame in my heart, dear, forever will burn. The flame in my heart forever will burn.
That was music from Jody Christian from his album Rain or Shine, and we heard Yardbird Suite featuring Francine Griffin on the vocal. Also featured on this album, the late Art Porter on alto sax, Roscoe Mitchell on oboe, soprano sax, and alto sax, Paul McGee on trombone, and Larry Gray is on bass. And just before that, we heard an instrument that, believe me, is rarely heard in jazz. It's a difficult instrument to perform with in a classical setting, let alone a jazz setting. We heard from John Clark, a French hornist, from his album I Will, and he tackles a really hard number here. It's his version of Aragon. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to listen to some more music right now. We're going to go back to a big band setting, this time listen to Frankie Capp and Nat Pierce's orchestra. This is from their Concord release entitled Juggernaut, and we're going to listen to a composition written by Ernie Wilkins and dedicated to his former employer, Count Basie, and he calls it simply Basie. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
finest in community radio. This is CHUO-FM 89.1 on your FM dial.
Get a hold of yourself. Can't you see this never can be? Oh.
That was music from one of the great ladies in jazz, Betty Carter, from her album It's Not About the Melody, and that's on the Verve label. She does her own unique version of You Go to My Head. Michel Camillo before that with Why Not, an incredible song that just gets you up and dancing and feeling good all around. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. 2 hours of jazz each and every Sunday between 1 and 3 p.m. We're going to listen now to some music from another of the greats in jazz who passed away a few years ago, Doc Cheatham. This album is entitled Doc Cheatham and Jim Galloway at the Burn Jazz Festival. It was released on Sackville. And it features Neil Swenson on bass, Terry Clark on drums, Roy Williams on trombone, Ian Barge on piano, Cheatham is on trumpet, and Jim Galloway on soprano sax. And we listen to... I'm trying to decide what cut to play. Let's see. Let's go with Cherry. We'll be right back. You're listening to CHUO-FM, broadcasting from the University of Ottawa at 89.1 FM. That was music from flugelhornist and vocalist Jackie Kuhn from his album Back in His Own Backyard. And we just heard Brian's Blues. That was an improvisation that included Rick Fay on tenor sax, soprano sax, and clarinet. We also had Eric Erickson on banjo, guitar, and vocals. Johnny Varro on piano, David Stone on bass, and Gene Estes on drums. We're going to conclude this afternoon with some music from violinist Diane Dellen from her album Another Morning. Let's give a listen to a composition of hers entitled New Boots. That just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. Hope you have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.